Coming up this Saturday is the Empty Bowls Dinner. And here to tell us more, we have Susan Peters and Evelyn Erbley. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Yes, so tell us first of all, what is this fundraiser for? Where is the money going?
I'm going to let Evelyn talk about that. She is a chair of the First City Homeless Services, and this event is a fundraiser for that service.
This is our seventh year of raising funds through Empty Bowls for Hunger. It is a national program that recognizes and tries to raise awareness that there are hungry people in our community. The event is organized based on the personality of the community, in that we make all of our bowls up at K-High. When we started Empty Bowls 7 years ago, we ordered mugs with a fancy logo on them, and we paid so much for shipping that it seemed to us that it was not frugal to do that. And being very court conscious of cost, we talked to Louise Kern up at the high school, and she has graciously opened up the arts room for us to throw bowls. And literally, that's what some of us do, because some of us are better than others. And this year, under the direction of Jamie Elkins, who has been phenomenal in taking on this project, he has organized members of our community since October. They have been going up on Saturdays throwing bowls. And if you go to our Facebook page, First City Homeless Services Facebook page, you will see beautiful pictures of the bowls that have been made. I am not a bowl maker. I glaze. So I think there's probably been 25 at least volunteers who have been committed to going up making bowls locally. Susan has the wood turners on her purview, and they have made wooden maple bowls and gorgeous maple bowls this year that we're going to have for a silent auction. They're not part of the ticket price. Purchase. But what happens is Jamie has made nearly 250 ceramic bowls. You come to K-High on Saturday, 4:30 to 7. You look at all the bowls that are available and you say, I want that bowl. You take that bowl home with you. We have 20 restaurants in town. Did you know we had 20 restaurants? We have 20 restaurants making soup, and that list is also posted. Susan's going to give you the names of the restaurants and soups, and you get to go to beef, chicken, from the sea, vegetarian and vegan soups, and gluten-free soups are available this year, and you get to eat soup all evening as you're listening to the
Free Radicals.
Right? The Free Radicals. Thank you for, my brain is a bit tired. Peggy Hovak and Co. of the Free Radicals will be playing their music all night. So this raises awareness of hunger in Ketchikan. It also underwrites some of the programming for the day shelter and now the overnight warming center, the program that we opened in October. So we are delighted to have this event, and the response has been phenomenal this year, Maria. It has been phenomenal.
I guess, how are things going since the warming shelter has opened?
Thanks for asking. We, First City Homeless Services, Board of Directors, Sam McCreary, Jay Hochberg, Agnes Moran, Tasha Marie Olinger, Joel Kotrick, Charlotte White, Donita Odell, and Evelyn Erbley have been working 18 hours a day trying to raise funds for the two programs that now take place in the Social Hall of the United Methodist Church. We opened up the Overnight Warming Center in October. It's a seasonal center from October 1 to March 31, so it'll close next week, for local men and women who do not have shelter at night. And we have been averaging 16 people per night sleeping on the floor of the First City Homeless Services shelter, 16 people a night. We've been averaging 40 people during the day that come in, and these are local people who have no place to live, and they call the shelter home.
And this, again, the funds are going to help with this program. Are there other needs for the shelter, either if people can't attend this or wish to volunteer, wish to donate things? What is available to help at the shelter?
This Friday, Holy Name School will bring kids to the shelter to make the brown bag lunches for Saturday. They will come and they will make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, or they'll make a meat sandwich. They'll put a fruit in. They'll put a granola bar in. And on Saturday, they'll come back, and at noon, they will distribute probably 40 brown bag lunches. That's a way to help. Peggy Hovac and I go to the different schools when we're invited and talk about what does a homeless person look like? How does a person become homeless? Have you ever seen homelessness and wondered how that person got to the place that they are? And then more importantly, how can you help people who are hungry or help people who would be in this hardship situation? So Peggy Hovac and I go to the different schools and we sing some songs and we do interpretation with them of what it means to be homeless and how we can alleviate it. Holy Name School responds immediately with, well, we're going to make lunches on Friday and hand out lunch bags on Saturday. Our main concern this next year moving forward is the Overnight Warming Center, being a brand new program, requires a lot of attention for raising awareness and raising funds. The Overnight Warming Center has two employees on each night. You can imagine that the behavior of people at night is a lot different than it is during the day. We have one staff person on during the day. The Overnight Warming Center opens at 8 p.m. and closes at 6 a.m. In the month of February, 11 nights in the month of February, Ketchikan Police Department delivered one or more inebriated persons to the Overnight Warming Center. It's another reason why we need two staff persons on, for the safety of the individuals and the safety of the staff. The emergency services in February, in three nights, delivered one or more people. So we look at our service as an extension to Peace Health Medical Center, who also sends people to us, KPD, the emergency services, and WISH, when they can't accept an individual, those people come to the Overnight Warming Center or the day shelter.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that info. And let's get back to the event that is coming up this Saturday. And I believe, Susan, you wanted to give some more details.
Right. And first thing I want to say about this community and what a wonderful community we live in and how generous they are. The businesses are more than generous. So first of all, we have sponsors because most everything for this event, the Empty Bowls Dinner, is donated. But not everything is. So we have sponsors who help us pay for some of the things that aren't donated. This year, our sponsors are R&M Engineering, Bernie's, Sea Pilots, Cedars Lodge, Waterfall Group, Ketchikan Daily News, and Patricia Leary. So we thank you very much for that. I want to go over all the wonderful soups so you can get hungry now. And first of all, we Mandin, that's a newer Thai restaurant in the West End, and they're doing a Tom Yum soup, which is a chicken base. I'm sure it's wonderful. Bar Harbor Restaurant, chicken noodle vegetable soup. Burger Queen with their famous chili. Garcia's Galley Pozole. New York Hotel lentil spinach, it's vegan. Alava's clam chowder. Soul Harvest is loaded chicken potato. Ocean View is tortilla soup. Sweet Mermaids, they're very, very good pumpkin curry. The Waterfront Cafe, wonton. The Pizza Mill, macaroni soup. And Chef Joel, thank you. Red pepper bisque, which is vegan, and plus a Caribbean sweet potato stew. The K-Hai Culinary Class, which donates soup, and now we're using their facility, is a chicken dumpling soup. The Point, Pozzoli. The Landing, Multigoni. Cape Fox Lodge, fire roasted pepper clam soup. And Diaz Cafe, macaroni soup. So very, very, very good soups this year, as always. The coffee is donated by Raven's Brew. We have three large sheet cakes that's made by Alaska Brand, and they make wedding cakes also. We have bread is all donated by Safeway. And again, special thanks to our local artists and pot throwers, Jamie and Jerry Elkins, Julie Linville, and Louise Kern, and many others in the K-High Art Classroom. Also, the Ketchikan Police Department will be helping that night, volunteering, and that's great for us. And there's just so many other volunteers, it's hard to mention them all. So we hope you can come this Saturday. It's 4:30 to 7 at K-High Commons, and it's always a great event.
And if people want tickets, is it a good idea to get them in advance, I would imagine?
I would imagine that would be...
Because as I recall, it gets very crowded and sells
especially,
out, I suppose you could say.
Well, especially at 4:30 to 5:30, people are lining up at 4 because they want to have their choice of soup. And they want to be able to choose a bowl that is to their liking. So if you go to First City Homeless Services Facebook page, there is a shop now button, and you can order your ticket online this year. It's the first time we've done that, so we're naive as to how effective that means will be for us. But we would encourage you at this point in time, order your ticket online, because I'm showing Maria my last two tickets. Ah. And Susan, how many do you have?
I think I have about 15 at the gallery.
So you can go to Scanlon Gallery, or you can find Evelyn and try to get one of her last two tickets. But for you, easiest, Maria, go online, shop now, First City Homeless Services, and order your empty bowl ticket.
And what is the donation cost?
The donation cost of an adult is $20. Children 6 to 12 is 10, 5 and younger are free, 2 adults and 2 children is $45. The handmade bowls are available till they're gone, so if we have 400 people, we will be delighted, but we only have less than 250 bowls, and only 2 handmade bowls per family ticket, so we would want not... Children who come for free, please don't take a bowl. And if you have a family ticket, we're asking you to take 2 bowls so that we can actually make them spread throughout the pleasure of the night. Order them online, First City Homeless Services Facebook page.
Okay, and again, this is at K-High Commons.
This is at K-High Commons. We've outgrown every single venue in town except for K-High.
That's right, and it's a great place. One thing, though, we have not run out of soup. So, you know, there's always soup. We haven't run out yet, and we planned for so many. So not to worry that we'll run out of soups. The bowls do go fast. But.
Okay. All right, great. All right, thank you very much.
See you there Saturday night.
Again, that event, Empty Bowls Dinner, coming up Saturday beginning at 4:30 p.m. in the K-High Commons. It's just about 10 minutes before 9.